Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Vayetchanan. And in this week's parasha, of course, we all know we have a jam-packed parasha filled with the Ten Commandments, filled with Shema Yisrael. There's other parts of the parasha that are very interesting, but I want to focus on one line in the Shema Yisrael, something that we say multiple times a day. And I think if a person doesn't pay a little bit more attention to what we are reading, you can run through it every day without realizing the importance behind it. In the Shema Yisrael we say, "Veshinantam levanecha vedibarta bam." What does this mean? This means that you shall teach this to your children, vedibarta bam, and you should speak of it. What is this referring to? This is referring to the Torah, that we have a commandment, we have a mitzvah from the Torah for every single man. He is obligated to learn Torah, but even more than that, the obligation comes from this pasuk teaching us, "Veshinantam levanecha," that a person is obligated to teach his children, teach his sons Torah. And I think this line is so very important. And just to give more clarification, this is not the only thing that's incumbent upon a father to do for their child, but there are actually five or six things that the Chachamim teach us that a father has to do for the children. And just to run through them very quickly, giving a child a brit milah, if both parents are Israel, doing a pidyon haben, marrying off the child, teaching the child Torah, and teaching the child how to swim. These are the five things. And some say as well, which is extremely important, for a father to teach his child, his son, a profession, in order for him to be able to go out into the world, to be able to succeed. This is the Gemara. The Gemara teaches us the six things that a father is incumbent to teach his child to do for his child. I want to focus on the mitzvah of a father teaching his son, or his children for that matter, Torah. It is so very important, not only for the father, for the parent themselves, to be so educated in Torah, in Torah education, Jewish education, in order for them to know it themselves. But even more than that, the commandment of the Torah doesn't only say that you have to learn Torah. That's implied from the fact that you have to be able to teach your children the Jewish education and the Torah itself. And if a parent does not go by teaching the child Jewish education, teaching the child Torah, then the child can grow up and go and decide he wants to choose whatever religion he wants, chas v'shalom. And so therefore, from a young age already, there are certain mitzvot that we start educating the children to take upon themselves. Some from the age of 3 already give their children to start wearing tzitzit. Already when the child starts to understand, we start giving him more mitzvot and educating him with more and more and more and more. And I think the idea behind this is that so when the child becomes obligated in mitzvot themselves at the age of bar or bat mitzvah, now they're able to take it upon themselves with full love and understanding, and they don't have any lack of understanding or knowledge of what Jewish education is all about. And I think it's so very important to have both aspects of both a person learning Torah and the aspect of being able to educate one's children and those around us to with Jewish education as well. And without this, I truly think that we will not be able to survive. You know, the Mishnah says that Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The mitzvah of learning Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvot in the Torah. In essence, the mitzvah of learning Torah is so very important that every single mitzvah a person can do in this world, it only comes all together, would only be equivalent to the mitzvah of learning Torah and cannot be greater. Because the mitzvah of learning Torah, and greater than that, teaching Torah, is the greatest mitzvah that can ever be. And why is that the case? And I think this is the famous question people always ask. Why is learning or teaching Torah so very important? And this week's parasha is the epitome for that question. And I think the answer is so clear and so simple, because without proper Jewish education, without Torah knowledge and understanding what we're doing here, what Hashem wants from us, a person is running in thin air. A person is driving somewhere without ways, without a destination or maps how to get there. And he's going to end up getting lost, and he's going to find himself lost. So the Torah is teaching us that a person needs to use this blueprint, which is our Torah, to guide themselves. But even more important than the guiding yourself is to guide our children with the proper derech, the proper path of what they're supposed to take. And that is the path through which our Torah guides us. Shabbat Shalom u'mevorach.